So here we are inside Headspace. What is going to happen when a young person steps inside the door like I just have?
Well, hopefully the first thing that they notice is the enormous green wall that we have to our right. And this actually represents the butterfly wings from the Border Mail campaign that the Albury-Wodonga community actually had for such a long time. So the curved wall, something different, something unique. Butterflies, obviously, and our chrysalis light shades that sit just above the receptionist. But one of the things that I hope they also notice is that we have exceptionally friendly receptionists. So they'll actually say, oh yes, as Janice...
giving us a big wave now.
exceptionally friendly receptionists who will be able to support them through their first journey into Headspace.
It certainly doesn't feel like you're walking into a medical space.
Absolutely.
Not at all.
No, and it's not. And it's not intended to be a medical space. We're a support service for young people. We're an entry point. We're a place for young people to come to feel safe. We're a place where young people can just ask questions, and that's the intent.
You mentioned the butterfly campaign and all of those individual little butterflies which people wrote on to say, this is why we need a Headspace for young people. They've all been put up on your wall here. What sort of messages are contained there that I guess are really important to you as you move forward with Headspace?
Yeah, and all of the messages are unique. All of the messages are individual. And what I like about them is they are messages of hope. Some of them contain exceptionally sad stories, and what it does for me as the Centre Manager of Headspace Albury-Wodonga is it really emphasises the fact that we need Headspace within Albury-Wodonga. And I look at them. I look at them every day that I'm here. I have dreamt about these butterflies because there are over 6,500 of them, and it really demonstrates that this is something that the community wants. And this is something that the community has thrown their weight behind, and I'm excited about leading this process.
So what will happen when a young person comes in and says, I'm here and I need some help?
So what will happen when a young person actually identifies that this is a place where they want to be? It doesn't matter if they know what it is that they would like or what it is that they need. Actually, just meeting somebody is actually a good start. So coming in, meeting and saying hello to the receptionist. From there, if there's an identification that the young person actually would like to receive some support, then they actually meet one of our intake workers. Our intake workers will ask some very strategic questions that is around how can we help, what type of support is it that you're looking for, and then from there care can be derived. This area here is our reception area, so it's where young people can actually sit, take a seat, wait for whoever it is that they're going to see. One of the things that we actually heard from our young people is they didn't want to feel like they were in a train station. They didn't want to feel that this was how we had to sit and we weren't in a doctor's surgery. So it was very clear that we needed to have movable furniture. So if a young person actually wants to manoeuvre it in a way that actually best suits their needs, then they can. And we're lucky enough to have 6 consult areas or consult rooms.
Who's working here? Who's going to be helping these young people?
We actually have 2 youth access workers. The primary role of the youth access workers is to support young people to access services. We have a community development worker who does a lot of that community development component of Headspace Albury-Wodonga, as well as working with the youth reference group. We have our receptionists, we have our intake workers, and then we also have our affiliates. So our affiliates are the support agencies that are out there in the Albury-Wodonga community that are a part of Headspace Albury-Wodonga, and they actually provide their service out of here one day a week.
So Beck, here we are in what you call the blue room, one of your little consult rooms. This is nothing like what you'd see in, say, a medical facility at all.
One of the beautiful things, I suppose, about being able to design a centre, we could also design the consult rooms and what it is that we actually needed within these spaces to support young people the best way that we could. So we've only chosen 3 chairs. We have 1 featured chair and then 2 other comfy chairs. We were very clear that we didn't want tables in here because we didn't want to create that artificial barrier for a young person. We were able to also design touchy-feely walls.
It's a touchy-feely wall. It's
a
felt wall.
It is a felt wall. And what it does from an intervention point of view for young people is this type of felt, you can actually put paper on it. So when you're actually working with a young person and you're deciding on clear action plans and decision-making trees with them, you can actually put them up on the wall, stand back and really have a very clear look at what's going on for that young person with them.
How many people have come in here and patted the wall like
I
did?
Way too many. Even though I work here every day, I still come in and feel the walls. I know that sounds bizarre, but it is just such a feature of the rooms.
Mm. It's interesting to think how important design can be in helping you reach young people.
And it is really important. And we worked, and this was before my time, we worked a lot, or Gateway Health actually worked a lot with the designers around how this space will look. And we did a lot of consultation around the best way of supporting young people.
So you've been open half a day now.
Yes.
Who's inquiring? Who's coming in and asking questions of Headspace already?
We've actually got a lot of questions from mums and dads and people who know other young people and they're wanting to know, oh, how do I get involved, or can you tell me a little bit more about the services, or my daughter or my son. So it's a great opportunity. You can ask those questions. And as I said, our receptionists are exceptionally friendly and more than happy to give you as much information as possible. But I really am encouraging people to come down, see what this space looks like. It's a great opportunity to say hi.
There was a phenomenal community campaign urging for the funding to make this place happen. What do you hope this will deliver now that it is officially here?
I hope that it reaches, or at least comes some way to reach the expectations of the need within our community. It's really important to acknowledge that Headspace is not just a mental health service. Headspace actually does encapsulate health and wellbeing, as well as education, employment and training, drug and alcohol and generalist counselling, as well as mental health, obviously. But it's important to really acknowledge that to support a young person, you actually need to think of that young person as a whole. But you don't just have to come in because you're not feeling well. You may come in because you actually really want a job. And we've got some Job Services Australia providers that actually sit out of this building, so you can actually gain or get that expertise here in a very safe, friendly environment.
There have been some really confronting statistics and personal stories from local families about the loss of a young person, or the toll, the pressure that is placed on young people, and previously the gap really in being able to match them with what they needed. What stories have you been hearing lately about just how critical this will be?
I have been hearing a lot of stories. I'm lucky enough to have been in contact and had lots of communication with some particular families within our community. I value their stories. I value their strength. I value the fact that they stood up and said, we need something different. I really do hope and I believe that this is a service that can go part way to actually addressing some of the needs that are within our community. But I also see that this holistic service can touch so many different young people, and I'm really excited about that. And when you talk about groundswell, there's been a huge groundswell, and that's why we're here today. I'm critically aware of the community expectations that they have, not just on myself but also the service and the way in which we operate, and we're working exceptionally hard to make sure that that actually comes to fruition.